Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the one and only Small Business Advocate. Gary Moore is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Financial Seminary, author of a number of books, including his new one, Look Up America. I encourage you to find this book, folks. It will inspire you, I promise you. Look Up America by Gary Moore. Gary, I know that's available wherever books are sold. What about your own website?
Well, you can go to financialseminary.org and find information about contacting us if you want.
All right, and all the things that he does. Hey, Gary, in the last segment we talked about one of the reasons why the economy, why we don't have created more jobs is the major corporations, the publicly traded corporations, are taking more care to build up their own, to deleverage, to buy back shares, to invest their money in ways other than expansion, which would create jobs. And all this money the Fed is pumping into the economy, that's where that money's going to drive, and it's driving the share value, which is what their primary goal is. Small businesses out on Main Street, we don't have the same kinds of motivations, but we do have a lot of the things that are available to big companies that we didn't used to have, and that's technology. Today, if a small business owner wants to grow, Gary, as you know, in the old days, if we wanted to grow, we said, okay, do I bring on a part-time person or do I bring on a full-time person? Today, we say, okay, do I bring on a part-time person, a full-time person, or do I augment both of those by buying technology? Technology is incrementalized and priced in a way today that fits the operation and the budgets of small businesses, and that's also affecting job growth.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
And this is another reason why I believe, Gary, that minimum wage, raising minimum wage, is not going to have the same impact, because small business owners now, not to 100%, not to a great degree, but to some degree, small business owners, because we have the technology option, then, you know, we can limit the number of employees we have. And, for example, I mean, if you raise minimum wage to this ridiculous $15 an hour, you're gonna see a lot more kiosks than McDonald's.
Well, I've read just last week a report that McDonald's is already experimenting with almost an automat format.
Oh yeah. Raising minimum wage is a 100% perverse political move. It will not help the people it's purported to help. The only people who will truly benefit from raising minimum wage are the unions, and that's 100% why Obama's focusing on this. It's strictly a sop to the unions.
I have a different perspective from an economic perspective, Jim, and it's not the one you think. I think the Federal Reserve and everyone in Washington is growing increasingly concerned that they can't stimulate this economy, and we may be heading for some deflation.
Yeah.
And one thing that I believe raising the minimum wage would do would be to increase prices, and they're hoping that might come through.
Why don't we just by government fiat raise the price of everything then? Why just do wages? Why don't we raise the price of margarine and wheat bread and hot dogs? Why don't we just say, okay, everything, we're going to raise the price 5%, 10%, 30%.
I'm not saying it makes sense, Jim, but we're in a world right now of the government is having to try things that we have never thought of before.
And how much of it is because the government got involved in an area they shouldn't have ever gotten involved in? How much of it could you trace back to the government's problem?
Well, I it's interesting. I had dinner Saturday night, Jim. I'm going to give you an interesting perspective. The conversation over dinner turned to food stamps. And everyone said, oh, the food stamps is enabling everybody to sit around on their butts and
yeah.
So on. My conservative crowd, most of my friends are conservative. Sometimes I sound like a liberal because I play devil's advocate. But I said, I studied political science, Jim.
Right.
And even though I've been on Wall Street for 30 years, and I said, to the worst critic. He's a libertarian. And I said, my friend, I said, where are food stamps administered? And he said, well, I don't know. And I said, would you guess Department of Human Health and Human Welfare and whatever it's called these days, and Jack Kimball Department or whatever? And he said, yeah, I guess.
No,
and
it's not.
No, actually, it's in the Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture, yeah. Yeah.
And you know why that is, Jim? Because in the Great Depression, the farmers
could not
sell their crops.
That's right.
And the agriculture came up with it.
Yeah.
As a means to stimulate the production side, not the consumer side, the production side.
I hope you're wrong about the deflation, but we shall see. Hey, Gary, thanks for helping us think about things today. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.